Wolf's Cardinals Preview.
So cornerback Patrick Peterson was asked this week why he hasn't been his usual upbeat, peppy self.
We won, I believe, what, I won 14 games in three seasons. Is that anything to be happy about? You know, the last three games besides this last one, we literally lost on the last drive. You know, so we're right there as a team. We just have to find a way just to execute in those closing moments.
Yeah, obviously the Rams games this past Sunday was the exception, Wolf, but losses to Tampa Bay and the 49ers twice in games that very easily could have been won, and really, you can argue, should have gone in the other direction. So before I ask you about this Sunday's game, who are the Arizona Cardinals, and should fans feel good about where they are and where they're heading?
Yeah, I think the Arizona Cardinals, Jeremy, for the most part, they're still trying to find themselves, who they are right now, right? I can tell you that last Sunday I thought was an anomaly. It was an outlier. It was something I did not see all season long. You look at the Arizona Cardinals play in 2019, the one thing you could say to yourself, this was not 2018 for the most part, right? They've been competitive in a lot of games. Now, there have been some games where they were not. I would say the Carolina game, they weren't as competitive, right? Seattle at State Farm Stadium, they were not as competitive in those games right there. But almost every other game, they've been very, very competitive, especially offensively. And that was truly the difference against the Rams. It was a failure in all three phases, offensively, defensively, and in transition with special teams as well. That was the first time that happened all season long, and that's the reason why a lot of these players have such a sour taste in their mouth.
Yeah, and you mentioned
and you mentioned
the offense being very competent, and it has been this season, unlike last season. Some would say even good. I think it's been a pretty good offense, definitely one that shows a lot of promise, but the defense has been a big struggle, and so, you know, a lot of the talk lately has been about the future of the defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph. Maybe the future of general manager Steve Keim, that continues to linger around. I know you're not big on speculating about people's jobs, but what do you know? But mainly, is this a distraction for the players on the team, talk like this?
Once again, you know, I understand all the criticism that is out there right now. Okay, I was a football player myself. I understand the criticism that comes when you lose, and I have a PhD in losing right now, right? But I think people tend to not give somebody as much grace as they might deserve. And I think Steve Keim, when you're talking about 50 wins in five seasons, I think he deserves a little bit of grace. Now, listen, the last 2 years have been really, really tough. But I look at 2019 and I say, this is a rebuilding year. This was it. Now, it was supposed to be last year, to be fair to all the critics that are out there, it was supposed to be a ground zero last year and a rebuild last year with Josh Rosen, of course, and Steve Wilks. We understand the disaster that happened right there, right? So now it's this year. It's something I've never seen happen in the National Football League, where you literally hire a coach and then you draft a franchise quarterback in 1 year, it's all gone. I've never, ever seen that happen. Yes, it's an extreme set of circumstances, but I think for the first time in 2019, you can actually see that this offense with Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury is headed in the right direction. Defensively, they've got to fix it. They have to fix it. I have no idea what that means for Vance Joseph going forward.
Got it. Now, this is obviously the voice of the Cardinals color analyst, Ron Wolfley, with 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. So the Steelers are in this week. That means, well, your brother's in town.
That's right, Craig.
Yeah. Also, a lot of black and gold. We can expect to see that stands at the State Farm Stadium on Sunday. The Steelers, one of those legacy franchises that always travel well. But it also means the Cardinals are going to face a quarterback named Duck. Tell us,
Hodges. Yeah, Devlin Duck Hodges. The guy is a world champion duck caller. I'm talking about right now. He can take out this duck call, and I don't know if you have it. Have you heard it, by
I've
the
heard
way?
It. I heard,
it's incredible.
Heard it
all,
yeah.
He can take this thing out and basically simulate any kind of duck, and then call them in, of course, and then shoot them. That's the way that it works.
Thank you
for that. Well, you know what, PETA? Deal with it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been happening for a long time.
What do you think that football's made out of, right?
Yeah, right. It's all I'm saying right here. But I will tell you, the Pittsburgh Steelers, when you think of them, it's not Doug Hodges. You think of the defense. Their defense is really, really good. This is an elite defense, as a matter of fact. They can stop the run. They can shut it down. They get you in third and obvious pass situation, and they come after you. Kyler Murray and the protection scheme for the Arizona Cardinals, it better be a lot better than what we've seen.